two seemingly completely different things are colliding. Funding cuts.
Cut schools and cut local governments. You know who local governments are? That's police, firefighters. You want me to cut hospitals?
And liability protection for businesses.
That if they do reopen, and if God willing they can, that they will not be susceptible to personal liability when inevitably someone will contract the disease.
The first person was New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says without a forthcoming federal rescue package, he will cut funding. The second speaker was Kyle Strober with the Association for a Better Long Island. What he's saying is that businesses will be too afraid to open if they don't have a shield law from frivolous lawsuits. Explaining all this will take a bit, but for now, I'll give you a hint. The battle takes place in Washington. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut and New York region. Before we explain the funding cuts and business shield law connection, we have an update on this new toxic shock syndrome in children and a firing in Connecticut's COVID response team. I'm Charles Lane. Three children in the Yale New Haven health system are under observation for an inflammatory syndrome linked to COVID-19. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Health officials say the condition is similar to toxic shock syndrome and Kawasaki disease. Summer McGee is the dean of the School of Health Sciences at the University of New Haven. She says the cases caught public health experts off guard and demonstrate there's still a lot that's unknown about the virus.
A lot of these young children were flying under the radar. This new information ought to give us some pause as we think about what we're going to do in the fall around reopening schools.
The inflammation causes swollen blood vessels and heart problems. Symptoms include prolonged fever, severe abdominal pain, and trouble breathing. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is still monitoring 85 reported cases of children with the inflammation. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has let go of his public health commissioner, Renee Coleman Mitchell. He says he's replaced her with his Department of Social Services commissioner, Deirdre Gifford. Lamont says that's because his focus has shifted away from managing the COVID-19 pandemic to reopening the state on May 20th.
I just had to make a decision. I thought this was a good time to make a change. I thought Deirdre Gifford over DSS, Department of Social Services, close coordination between public health and the social services made a lot of sense.
The Lamont administration has had issues with Coleman Mitchell's management of the department even before the COVID-19 crisis. More recently, there have been complaints about the release of nursing home data. In a statement, Coleman Mitchell says Lamont's decision was not based on her job performance and she was honored to serve the state. Coming up, the connection between funding cuts and lawsuits, but first, these headlines. Governor Ned Lamont says Connecticut has received its largest shipment ever of personal protective equipment, or PPE, and it came from China. Lamont says personal and business relationships made the 60-day supply of PPE possible. The Shinnecock Indian Nation on Long Island has received nearly $2 million from the Federal CARES Act to help cover the cost of COVID-19 testing, supplies, and utility bills. Several members of the tribe have been infected. At least two members who live off-reservation have died from COVID-19. In the past, tribal leaders have criticized the Trump administration. However, they called this recent funding a blessing. A federal judge has ordered New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to add sign language interpretation to his daily televised coronavirus briefings. Cuomo has featured an interpreter for his online feed, but the lawsuit says some residents with disabilities are without high-speed internet and watch TV to get the briefings. Okay, so the connection between funding cuts and legal liability shield laws. When the lockdown orders went into effect, tax revenue plummeted. People aren't shopping and laid-off workers aren't paying withholding tax. Altogether, New York says the pandemic will cause a nearly $70 billion budget gap over the next 4 years. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools and hospitals will face funding cuts. And Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is already prepping state workers for givebacks. The lifeline elected officials in the region are looking for is another rescue package from Congress. Speaking Tuesday, Kentucky Republican and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there would be no more coronavirus legislation unless it included legal liability protection for businesses.
If we want even an outside shot at the kind of brisk rehiring that American workers deserve, we have to make sure opportunistic trial lawyers are not lurking on the sidewalk outside every small business in America waiting to slap them with a lawsuit the instant they turn the lights back on.
McConnell says Republicans are crafting a package that will create a, quote, safe harbor from potential lawsuits for any business that follows proper health guidelines, if, of course, those existed.
There's no one set of guidelines that are coming out.
Lee Siegel is a Hartford-based lawyer for Hurwitz & Fine, and mostly he defends insurance companies who cover the cost of such litigation. He says every level of government has different guidelines.
You're from the counties. We have from the state. We have from the federal government. So there seems to be no one in charge telling them, this is what you have to do, and if you do it this way, you'll be protected.
Siegel says even if the guidelines were clear, it's still unlikely that a company can be successfully sued by a worker in a way that isn't already covered by workman's comp insurance. But let's say it's not an employee. Let's say it's a customer who claims that, let's say, a restaurant gave them COVID. How do you prove that to a jury? Dennis Kelly is a personal injury lawyer based in Long Beach.
Well, how did you get there? Who'd you see the evening before? Who'd you see that afternoon? And then a good defense lawyer is going to come up with 100 different places of contact.
Lawyers on both sides, those representing businesses and those, to use McConnell's words, looking on the sidewalk to sue businesses, neither side sees a lot of successful lawsuits happening. Kelly says this isn't what plaintiff lawyers are talking about now. Likewise, businesses apparently aren't asking about it either. Joseph Brown is based in Western New York and also with the firm Hurwitz & Fine. He says the main thing that businesses are asking about now is safety.
From an HR perspective, you just want to have a situation where your workers feel that they're returning to a safe workplace.
So if neither plaintiffs nor businesses are concerned right now about legal liability protection, why are Senate Republicans so insistent on it? Here's Dennis Kelly again, the personal injury lawyer.
This is also a means by which McConnell gets his foot in the door of tort reform.
In layman's terms, making it much harder to sue businesses for anything, which, from his perspective, makes it harder to keep companies from hurting people. Larry Siegel, the insurance lawyer, agrees that a much bigger political fight is taking shape, but he looks at it from the perspective of businesses.
From an insurance company standpoint and from an employer standpoint, creating those types of limited liability safe harbors is going to lessen litigation and the cost of litigation going forward.
So, lest you forget where this issue originated, it started by states wanting a federal rescue package so they don't have to raise local taxes. But going forward, it looks like it will be about the future of tort reform. For the latest on the coronavirus on Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. As always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. I'm Charles Lane. I'll be back tomorrow.